So some of you know, or perhaps many of you know, that this past week I was not here in Jackson. I was on north of Lansing in DeWitt at the Diocesan Retreat Center. That's why I was not here at last weekend's Masses, because I was there for a week-long conference beginning last Saturday until yesterday afternoon with about 75 of our high school youth from across the diocese. At this conference called Diocesan Youth Leadership Camp, which I helped out at last year, and as in my first year of priesthood as well, I helped out one day 2 years ago. But I came back this year to be on team with them again, to spend the week with them, and it was awesome. It really was, which might sound like a strange thing for all of us older folk here who would say, what's so awesome about spending time with high school students all week, wouldn't that be scary? No, they're people, right? We all know that our young men and women are, they're actually really inspiring, you know, if we have our hearts open to them. Because what's so inspiring, especially about young people, is that they're very open. And I pray that that virtue, which they teach us, is a virtue that, especially as we grow older, we can hold on to, because it's so easy to kind of let that ebb away and away and away. And it was a good lesson for me this week, particularly in relation to the readings and into the gospel. And Jesus says, for all that of us that have done a lot of laboring, he reminds us it's a beautiful thing to go away and to rest. And that is just anathema. If you know that term, anathema means be they cursed. Like, that's anathema in the United States, going to rest. Now, we don't do that here. We work, 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 and if it's not productive, it's not worthwhile. And Jesus says just the opposite. Those things that are not productive, if they come from God, are actually the most worthwhile. Why? Because they're not done for the sake of something else. They're done for their own sake, as an end in themselves. There doesn't have to be something that comes after it. It's just it. And that it is enough. And making the decision to rest in the Lord is enough. And there doesn't have to be anything after that. We can just have it because God wants to give it. And we need to hear this kind of message, especially us, busy as we are in modern day, in our country. Come and rest. You know, the apostles, the disciples knew that, and the gospel says that the multitudes came to know about it, and they got there before them. What do you think was going on in the heart of the multitudes? Do you think they wanted to rest as well? I think that's probably what their hearts were yearning for as well. And it ends by saying, Jesus taught them many things. Well, Jesus went to that deserted place to teach his own apostles about rest. I gotta imagine he might have taught the multitudes about the very same thing. And so especially rest in our hearts. One of the really inspiring things that happens on retreats, that happened this week amongst all of the young men and women, the teens at the youth leadership camp, was to witness what resting in God actually does for us. It's incredible. It's really incredible. It's like having joy and peace. It's so easy. It really is. We just don't know it. But when we begin to experience that, we light up and we blossom immediately. We had 75 kids come together at this camp. Most of them didn't know each other on day one. 4.5 days later, they were crying because it was over. And they got to give, they were able to give testimony. And so many of them at the end of that camp came up in front of their peers and they said, this was like the first time in my life I've never actually felt judged. I was able to come here and be amongst people who share my values. For many of them, it was the first time in their lives that they ever actually experienced real Christian community. And after 4 days of real Christian community, they said, this was like the best week that I can ever remember in my life. And those words came out of their mouths. I believe it. And what were they seeking in that week? Well, we don't necessarily know what all of their intentions were going, but they went, and what did they get? They actually got to rest for once. Now, make no mistake, it was busy. That was a jam-packed week. I'm exhausted, very tired. Came back late last night, finally got to bed about midnight, up early this morning, morning mass, then I had a wedding, now I have this. It's all right. Physically, we can be exhausted, but are our spirits full? And our spirits will be full if we're resting in God. Jesus took them to the deserted place together. They were a tribe. They were a group. They were in and amongst people who were able to accept each other, to know each other, to simply live in community and let that be enough. In that context, provided their hearts rest. Even though they got to the other side, and oh dang, more busyness, Jesus' heart was moved with pity. But even in the midst of that work, Jesus can fill you, and Jesus can fill me when we know how to rest, when we know how especially to let down all of the burdens that we carry and all of the fronts that we carry because of the world that we live in and that we walk in. Do we have our community? Each other here, do we know each other? How well do we know each other? Do we have brothers and sisters in our lives? Do we have family and friends in our lives who know us as we are, who accept us, who don't judge us, and who actually share our values, especially the value of our faith, who we pray with? Imagine that, you know, praying with people. We can always stand to practice that. And that is one of the great ways in which God shepherds us, which is exactly what he said he would do in Jeremiah. He said, I myself am going to shepherd my sheep, and I'm going to send them shepherds who can give them the rest that they seek because they feel lost, because they feel drowned out by their weariness. And of course, he comes in his own flesh to teach us most of all what that looks like. And he uses himself as a model, not so that he can be the only one there is doing it, but so that we too can learn from him and be that gift of rest for each other.